101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct, and we are talking about the debate that the governor's debate that took place yesterday at Marquette campus. Shout out to the chat. Shout out to everyone who is watching us on YouTube and listening to us inside of your car. Babar says that's 100% facts. I noticed that about David Crowley, gave authentic answers rather than giving practice answers. Exactly. And sometimes I don't believe that our people, meaning the people in general, are accustomed to that. I feel like we've been trained so much for so long to take on the fluff, to take on whatever looks good and sounds good, that when someone gives us an authentic answer, we're not used to it. And again, for me, I'm not here to persuade you to vote for a specific candidate. I am only here to give you my personal opinion. And based off of this debate, in the words of my good brother Ray Nitti, I do believe that the people deserve another debate. The questions that were asked last night were questions that answers given to questions that the citizens of the state of Wisconsin are already familiar with. We already know where each candidate stood and stands as it pertains to police. Public safety, as it pertains to housing, as it pertains to Milwaukee public school systems, the choice and voucher, all of the above. These are things that they were talking about last night at the debate. I do not believe that that was a successful debate, and I do believe that we should have another one.
I think it's going to be another one. It should be. I don't think it's going to be in time for the, but it's going to be a debate for the governors.
It should, because the reality is whoever is elected will be facing Tom Tiffany. And whether people agree or not, whether they like it or not, the Republicans have their ish together. They always have their ish together because they all have.
No, they don't.
No. What I mean, let me finish. What I mean by that is they have their ish together when it pertains to this. Yeah. Right? They have their ish.
Are they ready to go?
Exactly.
They're ready to campaign. He probably got his money. Everything, his ads ready
to
go.
That's what I mean, right?
We shouldn't be. We still in primary.
Oh, on this side, it becomes like, okay, right now, I don't know who's prepared to run against him, right? As far as physically, financially, all of the above.
So we basically lost the Democratic seat already.
No, we didn't. I'm just saying that this next debate has to put us in a position to where we feel confident that whoever will be selected can stand strong, 10 toes going up against Tiffany. The fact that we are, 2 weeks away from the primaries and that 34% of the people are undecided. And to your point, they only asked, 1,000-something? But let's talk about the people who hasn't.
But as an undecided voter, it's more so like you need them to campaign. You mm-hmm. need them to spend the money to see what they able to do. Like, I stay undecided to the last minute. You got to spend that campaign money, boss, for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not playing. You ain't finna raise $2 million and not have to spend it and think you got my vote.
Yep.
Months ahead of time, and you campaign, and you're like, yeah. No, you finna the last. I'm walking in at whatever time.
Yeah.
Last vote get to put in.
Yeah, yeah.
You got. I need to get swayed. I need to get persuaded. Come on.
I feel you.
Pause, Z.
But no, I think again to my point, I think that there needs to be another debate. I think that they should take questions or polls from citizens throughout the entire state and narrow down specific questions as it pertains to specific families and things that we go through. Because, again, the questions that were asked were not strong questions. We know these answers already.
I need to hear everything.
And I need to – like Al said, the gloves is off at this point.
That's what I said. I need somebody to.
The gloves is off.
Campaign okay? for me, boss.
Let's talk about character. Let's talk about the allegations of Mandela and Hong apparently having an affair. That goes against their character. Let's talk about the fact that Hong brought up that her parents are immigrants and that she pushed the Asian culture inside of the public school system amongst children who likely ancestors built this country. And when we talk about the Asian population, this is no slight to them. But at the end of the day, this is my personal opinion. These are facts. They are inside of the black neighborhoods. It has not spent $1 giving back. So, and the reason why I say that is not to create a race war, but it's to state the facts that she may not be familiar with the demographic that she is trying to serve. She is not well-versed on the entire demographic that she is trying to serve. It does not mean she's a bad person. It does not mean that she may or may not be a good fit. I just personally believe that she doesn't get it. You can have all of the passion in the world, right? You can have all of the ideas. I was one of those people. I was out there fighting for Derek Williams. I was out there fighting for Corby Stengler and Dontre Hamilton and so on, right? You can stand next to the families in Madison and all of that. But have you stood next to them prior to this?
I was going to say, after the fact that something happens, like,
that's ambulance,
what are you doing
chasing
to prevent this type of action from police enforcement?
So, again, to, you know, comments that was made earlier about Crawley, I am a 38-year-old black woman from 14th and Burleigh that resides in the inner city of Milwaukee. I have three children. They all went to Milwaukee Public Schools. I went to Milwaukee Public Schools. I currently teach over 80 children a day, right? I'm in the education system. I have parents who have health issues. I am a cancer survivor. I had health issues. So when we're talking about the idea citizen, and we're talking about, I've worked with families again as it pertains to public safety. I deal with youth with violence with the lock-ins, and we're trying to de-escalate issues so that we can have a hold on public safety. Mm-hmm. So when I talk about these things, not only that, I've worked in politics. I work for elected officials. I'd like to say I'm well-versed to make a certain opinion or comment. And at the end of the day, I personally feel like Crawley is the most qualified. Based off of the work I have seen him do, not only as an executive, the county exec, but even prior to that, from the detention facilities to the healthcare, to the Safe Summer initiatives, outside of the Safe Summer initiatives, just initiatives in general to assist with the violence that is happening in the city of Milwaukee. The transportation. He just did something recently, a couple of months ago, to assist with the public transportation, right? There's a lot he has done that prior to this campaign. His wife, she works in housing as well.
Like, to say that the stuff that somebody's done in office right now, like far as a county exec, let's say, is doing stuff for you right now, and then you want to say, no, I'm going to vote with somebody else that you don't know what they're going to do.
Yep.
Especially in the city of Milwaukee.
Shout out to Jasmine West. She said they spoke more numbers than actual answers and plans. Exactly. And unless they looking raggedy on purpose, trickery is real. Listen, man, like, again, the debate was trash to me. It should have been 2 hours, first and foremost. Secondly, those questions that were asked were not specific questions that pertains to, I mean, it does pertain to the citizens of Wisconsin, but these are already answers we already know. We already know this. I want to hear about the work. I don't want to hear about your title, man. I got so tired of hearing people talking about, I'm the best candidate because I'm on the state, I'm a state rep. I'm the best candidate because I'm on the state assembly. Breakdown. I was a lawyer. I had the most endorsements in the city of Milwaukee. What have you done, man? Hey, man, say, man, what you did?
Hey.
Lay it out for me on the table so I can know it's real.
Put it in my hand.
Put it in my hand.
Let me hold
it. Let me touch it so I know it's real.
Put it in my hand. Actually, put it in my pocket.
I'm trying. Come on.
Put it in my pocket. Put it in my pocket.
Make it make sense.
Put it in my pocket.
And it's imperative and it's important because, again, man, when the state that we are in, and every voter has a right to be subjective. So right now I'm talking specifically to the city of Milwaukee, right? You don't live in Appleton. You don't live in Green Bay. You don't live in Menasha. You don't live in Menominee Falls. You live in the city of Milwaukee, the county of Milwaukee. And if you reside in the city of Milwaukee, in the county of Milwaukee, then everything that is happening is going to affect you right where you live at.
Probably the first ones.
And if you have a candidate who becomes governor who has never stepped a foot in your neighborhood, has no idea what it's like to sit at an MPS school, to deal with those students, to be a student, to go through housing crisis, all of the above.
You think that's going to be the first thing on their agenda?
Come, mate!
You think that's going to be the first thing on their agenda, huh? You think that's what's going to be in their campaign? You think that's where they're going to put their ads at?
We're talking about, again, they're pushing Hong. Meanwhile, we know that there's a specific office who has done everything possible to remove Black history out of our history in the school system, in the public school systems. And you're talking about pushing Asian culture inside of the school system. Make it make sense. That's all I'm saying. Make it make sense. As a voter, you have to be selfish and subjective. What matters to you in the environment you live in? And for me, it's Crowley. He come from where I come from. He understand what I've been through. He still, you can pull up on him and see him. He's accessible. He's not up too high to where you can't reach him. And if you do have a disagreement or something you don't like, if you don't want to work with him, he got plenty of people that he works with.
Or have worked with.
Like, stop playing. Come on, man. Stop playing these games. Like, y'all don't know what's happening out here.
Oh, they going to mess around and find out.
They are. And again, I always say logic over emotion. So I'm not emotional. I am passionate. The only time I get overly emotional about it is because I'm an educator. And I be seeing what these babies be going through. For real. And I don't feel comfortable voting for somebody who like the idea of being able to say that they have helped students in the public school system or helped students who families has gone through something over somebody who is their boots on the ground and has been through it and is currently going through it because of the people that they're around and the people that they're serving.
But everybody say they want stuff done for the people. But when it's time for the people to show up as the people, it always go a different way. Everybody. Ain't nobody on the same page, right? When it's time, we've been on the same page for the last 2 years.
Come on now.
Now everybody on different page.
Oh,
now you read faster than me. But we've been on the same page reading for each other for the last 2 years.
And Mandela love to say he from 53206. Well, so is Crowley. Let's
at this point. Who you let's bank do it. With?
Who you bank with?
Who you bank Listen. With?
We got to go to break. We want to hear from you after the debate yesterday. Has any candidate won your vote? And what question would you like for the candidates to answer? 833-212-1017. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, and Did You Meet? Seven the Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Truth for almost 100 years. They've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you are building every single day. If you are a part of the Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SIN, is operating company 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, Digi Meech. We are talking about the debate that happened yesterday for the governor's race at Marquette University. Shout out to the chat. Jasmine Jazz West says, I like to ask and say to each candidate, y'all saw this coming because y'all all came with the team. Why didn't you make a move or didn't you care? That is a valid question. I promise you, that is a valid question. We got a caller on the line. Brandon, are you there?
Yes.
Thank you so much for tapping in with us. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
All is well.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give some of my thoughts on it. I like to consider myself somebody that follows local and national politics. And I don't think, particularly as African-Americans, we're ever going to encounter a more qualified candidate than David Crowley. We're never going to have a African-American county exec of the largest city, or county rather, in the state being endorsed by the outgoing governor. So recognizing that the stars have aligned and it's still looked at as a Hail Mary shot, I think there's some discussion that needs to be had. And the reality is, time and time again, particularly statewide, have proven if you are relying on the backs of minority, particularly African-American voters, that is not a recipe for success. Mandela has lost that like that. I believe, we've got the most qualified candidates, particularly in Mandela and David Crowley, most especially David, and they're not going to win. They're going to cannibalize each other. Hong is going to win, and she's going to go up against Tiffany, and she's going to get creamed. Mm-hmm. And then we're all going to act like it was the black people's fault, when in some points it is, but the reality is it's like we're not being set up strategically, like from a mathematics, from an engineering perspective, to have any real success. And if you've looked at how people become mayor, how people have become, lieutenant governor and county exec, it hasn't been through grassroots African-American folks. And the reality is they don't get out and vote. They get out there and they scream. They'll get out there and they'll march, but they do not vote. And then they also don't follow up. This is why you can lie about a billion-dollar budget and nobody bats an eye. The county, the state, the folks that make decisions about who they're putting their money behind on the Dem side, they see that. And this is why each election, we become less and less important to them. And I'm telling you, the next cycle is going to be a lot of Asians and Latinos running for the county positions, for the mayors and for all of those roles. And we ain't going to have no one else to blame but the folks in the mirror. Mm.
Let's talk. Thank you so much, Brandon, for tapping in with us. I don't even have any rebuttals for the brother because, to a certain degree, he is right. He is right. And again, it goes back to being misinformed, uneducated, or simply just voting because of someone's, how they look and where they come from. And although we have touched on that, I keep going back to the point of who is the most qualified, right? Who is the most qualified? If we complain about the conditions we live in, if we complain about what is happening, don't pay attention to just what's happening on the national level as it pertains to politics. Pay attention to what's happening in your own backyard. A lot of people will go out and vote for the presidency election, but not vote for the governor's race or the mayor race, which is an issue. So one of the things that, again, my call to action would be, I'm not here to persuade anyone to vote for a specific candidate, but educate yourself. Pay attention to what they have done. Does their character align with what they say, with their actions, right? Because, again, what you do and who you are in your personal life is who you are in your personal life. But when it comes to politics, it's all combined.
Yeah.
And some of those people standing on their stage, the truth ain't in them.
Yeah, because I'm standing on business. You got a campaign for my vote. You ain't campaigning for nothing.
You have
what
to.
What you out here doing all these ads and these debates for, and you think you won my vote already? No, you got to go all the way to the – that's just me.
You have two candidates that have families, Crowley and Brennan. Brennan is someone who has worked at a state level under Evers. His wife works for – the Northwestern Mutual Foundation. Crowley is a county exec. His wife works for RCRH, which is a division in a partnership with community advocates, the city, the county, and they assist citizens of the county of Milwaukee and the city of Milwaukee with specifically renters, right? With home ownership, with making sure that they don't become evicted, all of the above. So you have, out of all of the candidates, you have two candidates who actually do have families, who actually are from Milwaukee. And the difference is one does work based off of the positions they're in, and one, the other, they do the work because they come from it.
Yeah.
So the choice is yours. Again, you are free to vote for whoever it is that you need to vote for. But me specifically and what it is that I need and what I have seen thus far, I am Team Crawley right now. Yeah. I don't dislike Hong. I think that she's passionate. I think that some of the things that she speak about is a fact. She has like a revolutionary spirit. But again, we've been tricked too many times. I know firsthand what it means when someone comes and get to talking that talk, and they are actually a distraction.
Yeah, the trick is actually getting, like Brother Brandon said on the phone, just getting people actually getting out there and vote. You know what I mean? Like you said, and that was a crazy analogy you said. People go vote. They'll get out there and vote for the president.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get out there and do that. But they, like, when it comes to the local government, like you said, sometimes they'll get out there and vote for the mayor. That's a big covered race locally to catch your attention. The governor's race, not so locally because it's statewide.
Yeah.
So, but you still got, you know, focus on it. So it's like, I don't think they'll get out. It's literally for the primaries.
Yeah.
I don't think because it don't feel real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they'll go, you have a bigger turnout for the actual race in November because, you know, it's more known that you have to vote now or your vote won't be in.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So for the preliminary or primary, they have us, you know, you'll see some coverage and stuff, but then people won't go vote. And then now we got a candidate that we don't even want to vote for in a real election.
Yep.
So now the turnout could be either way, because now you don't know.
And to the youth that's listening, especially to those who have been in a part of the juvenile detention facilities and things of that nature, I know from going inside of those places the care that they have for the youth. And if you are someone who has turned 18, who has changed your life around, and is all due to some of the programming inside of these facilities, you have Crawley to thank for that. That is the truth. The health department, children and families, like, it's a lot of work that goes into reentry for the youth who are incarcerated. And Crawley plays a big part. He's over that. And he plays a big part of that.
Yeah, he ain't just welcoming everybody into the airport.
Come on. Come on, me.
You ain't just doing that. You know what I mean? That ain't all that the kind of exec do.
That ain't all. That's what I'm saying. So, again, obviously it's going to seem like there's some biases, but that's why I try to lay out as many facts as possible. Aside from, again, my personal pick and my personal opinion, I do believe that the debate, based off of what I've seen online and me watching it myself, that we need to have another one. There needs to be another debate, and the questions need to be questions that are valid with clear answers. The debate last night served us no purpose whatsoever. We all like a little messiness. It was a little too clean to me because, and again, it just speaks to some people's characters. You know, not saying you got to take it that route, but the gloves is off, man. We only got 2 weeks, and we need the best candidate, right? We need the best person, the best candidate who is qualified to go against Tom.
But we said earlier, we don't need all time. The qualifications don't mean you could get the job done. Yes. We need somebody that's going to get the job done. Qualified don't mean I'm going to vote.
Yes.
I need somebody that the job is done already. Yeah. The results is in there. That's what we're looking for.
Yes.
We looking for results, stuff you could prove, stuff you could, you know, qualify this title, stuff you know, I'm qualified to do this. I can do this.
Yes.
But that's still us not knowing, you know, it's not approved.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you've been qualified for a car before.
Come on now. It ain't approved.
It ain't approved.
You have to be selected in order to be elected, right?
Come on now. You see me.
At the end of the day, shout out to the chat. I'm sorry. I didn't want to go into my thought because I seen Jasmine West popped up. She said, how are we able to demand another debate?
Demand it.
Hello. We going to work on that, Jazz. I don't know what all I can do.
We as the people demand
we as the people,
more.
Yes, we as the people demand another debate.
Somebody got it. I mean, that's just because the news just threw it. So it's like the people can throw a debate and they have to show up.
Yep.
We just ain't done that.
And you know what? And maybe – so here, this is a thing too, because – oftentimes when Common Council elected officials run, they typically have a debate right there on 9th and Locust at the church. I promise you, it never fails, even if it's not there. But to your point, the people can request.
We can request.
And you know what?
We can run this campaign. We can run this
election.
We
do need to, because what's going to happen is it's going to prove who really about that life, because certain people ain't going to come. Certain candidates won't show up.
It's a whole bunch of stuff the people is in charge of, and ain't everybody, you in the chat, guru, talking.
We got to go to break. We are talking about the debate. We want to know your thoughts if any of the candidates yesterday earned your vote. 833-212-1017. It's your girl Jazz Tyler and Digi Meech. One on 1.7, the truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. Truth Nation, it's your chance to win. We are giving away a pair of tickets to Black Arts Fest MKE happening Saturday, August 1st. At the Summerfest grounds. Be sure not to miss out on this event, Truth Nation. Truth Nation, thank you so much for tapping in with us. We were talking about the debate.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. 833-212-1017.
I'm sitting over here eating corn chips. My bad.
Do you believe that there is... a candidate, based off the debate yesterday, is there a candidate that you would like to vote for? Me personally, the debate was trash. We were just talking about the fact that we need to request and demand another debate.
As the people.
As the people.
Not as the truth, Jazz.
Not as the truth. Not as WISN. Not as Marquette University. We need to meet the people where they are.
As the people, though.
We need to meet the people where they are.
The people. We need to meet the people as the people.
As the people.
So we are the
people. How do we make this happen? What is it that, what are the steps we need to take, Meech? What do you think? How do we get the people? Who do we need to contact? What do we need to do to them host another debate?
You know, the thing, contact your elected official, and, you know, all of that. You know, you go the route that they tell you to go, but it's just demanding it. You know, us as a people, if you could kind of sense the pulse of the people, because you're part of it. So it's like, if you mad, this ain't none of the candidates, then demand another debate if you need to hear more. Like, that's what I'm on. I'm more so like, they need the campaign.
Yeah,
I need to see shaking hands, kissing babies.
Yeah, I need to look you in your eye. I need to feel your energy and look you in your eye, because I need to see if that BS is all up on you. I can smell it a mile away.
You got a campaign.
I'm trying to tell you, it's only so much smiles and pictures and handshaking you can do. No, we want.
I need to see you out there, though.
Hit you where it hurt. Let me hit you in your chest.
You definitely got to be outside.
Got to be outside, right?
That's where it's happening at.
Got to be outside, right? Is you going to pull up on 2-4 in Burleigh?
Right, John would say, bring him out, bring him out.
Come on, is you going to pull up on 6-4 with Silver Spring? What are we doing?
I mean, you know, Southside too.
You say you want to help? Oh my gosh, I feel. Let's host it at Washington High School. Let's go to La Follette Elementary. Let's go wherever you want to go. Let's do it at an MPS school.
What we say that time? Where all my scamming pop? That's what Ray Nitty said.
What is
Shannon
that mean?
With that. Shannon said that. She said, where all my scamming politicians
at? Where all my scamming politicians at?
Right. Shannon snapped with that one. I said, we got to use
playing
that. Spin
with
that.
Bag.
Yeah, spin that. Campaign for me.
Listen. Campaign for my vote.
That's what it's about.
Campaign,
that's what they supposed
for my
to be
vote,
doing.
As you should.
I don't just supposed to be all okay. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
No, get out here and campaign for this.
Yeah. Yep.
Why is it
you gonna work for this?
Because
money.
Other than that, then why would that? Why y'all out here campaigning if I already know who I'm? Like, come on now.
Make that money. Don't let it make you.
Yeah, they got a campaign for this.
For real. So we the people propose another debate. As it boils down to where that debate should be had, we don't know yet. But we're going to figure it out.
I mean, that's if they, y'all want to hear them talk, keep talking.
No, I do think there should be another debate. I do think that the people were deprived of real-life answers. And I also believe that it was a way for them to skate around what we're really dealing with, right? Because if you go to a Madison or to an Appleton or Fond du Lac, that's not going to happen. The citizens that live there will not allow them to get away with the debate like the way that they did yesterday on Marquette University. We need a debate where there is real answers, real questions from real people. And it needs to be moderated by...
So people couldn't show up to the debate?
I believe there was people there, but...
You got to buy tickets. Yeah,
there was people there. But we're talking about Marquette University.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people can't just show up, though. Like, of course it's
you,
at
no,
Marquette.
No, you have to RSVP, I believe.
Stuff, that's what I'm saying. Like, what? Mm-hmm. That ain't how... This ain't the people stuff.
Yeah.
This ain't... That got nothing to do...
We need a debate.
We got
for
RSVP.
First come, first serve.
But something I got to... Why I got an RSVP?
So they can know how many, you know how it goes.
I'm saying, like, this ain't that. You talking to the people.
Yeah. First come, first serve.
This ain't that. I don't want RSVP for my, I got a RSVP to, for you to talk to me.
Yeah. You need
it's
to be
make
RSVP
sense.
And it's all
for you, for you to swing my vote.
Yeah.
I need the RSVP first.
Yeah.
It just don't make, all the whole process don't make sense to me. You need to be outside, like you said, on 64th and Silver Spring. Y'all need to be arguing.
Yeah.
You and the other candidates need to be saying who finna take it over.
Let me see who's passionate.
Who blocked this in?
But I am glad that I seen the cheap shots that Mandela was taking yesterday. Like, come on, bro. Really, I applaud Crawley because he could really eat him up if he wanted to, because we all know what we know, especially if you're from Milwaukee, right? We know what we know. And we know what type of person Mandela is. We know his character. We know his business.
Oh, yeah.
You're
from 530206, right?
Okay. The green signs,
okay.
Baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You say what? Okay.
I'm just saying he did it classy. And that is something that they probably will want. So I applaud him for not, you know, stooping down. But this next debate, man, the gloves got to come off, because at the end of the day, we're not playing nice. We need someone who is going to stand up.
Have they
up.
Even put the gloves on?
No, I don't think so.
Why are they taking them
off?
Well,
they did. They tried to put them on and hit Crawley, but it didn't work because it was a cheap shot. Whatever they did, it was like, nobody care. Like, for real. Some people do, but at the end of the day, we're talking 15 years ago. We're talking about it. Like, come on. What are we
I need my candidate outside walking down in the middle of the street, moving the people.
What are we talking about here?
He need to be walking down the street. Hey, come outside.
Yeah.
My candidate got to be
we
running
out, this. We out here. We out here. We are outside. Absolutely. Yep.
That's why I need my candidate outside. Boom. Yeah. There you go again. There you go again. I need somebody campaigning. Campaigning.
Yes.
Trying to win.
Now, Brother Brandon that called in stated that he believes the next go around, there will be a lot of Asian Americans and Latinos, Latin Americans, who will be running for these seats. Do you agree with that?
I kind of agree with that. I mean, you could paint a picture that smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It look good. You know what I mean? So it's like, you might be right, because she win, she get creamed, then now it's open for a whole nother round of the same. Yeah. Thing on this side. Then they get to thinking like, okay, as a black person, is we even showing up for what we fight, like what we own out here?
Come on.
What we own. Like we own talking. You know, we pay everybody pass, everybody got something to say as black people, but mm-hmm. then what is we really on?
I want to say this. I really, really, really want to say this to the people. When you are looking at the candidates, if you really want to know who they are, follow the money. Who is supporting them? Who's behind them? Who's helping them push their agendas? Who have they been known to be around? All of these things matter. Who are they married to? Who works under them? These are you have to be your own personal detective, because these are the people who will be a part of whatever they have going on if they are elected. And again, go back to everything that they said that they're going to do. Have they already been doing it? Have you already been doing it? It's simple. You talking about NPS and the funding. Have you already been working towards that problem to find a solution?
And how is that going?
And how is that going for you?
Or
for us.
How is that going for us?
If everybody's saying that they've been working towards it and we ain't got no results, somebody ain't working. Somebody lying.
How is that going for us, though? That's really what
not too well.
It could be going for you real good. All the campaign money.
That part.
On. All the campaign money you got.
That part.
It could be going real good.
That part, Meech. For real.
Good.
For real. I'm trying to listen. At the end of the day, I am eager to continue to dig and see what each candidate has done. Because we did kind of talk about the debate, I'm also interested in seeing how that can happen. I feel like the people deserve it. As someone who is from Wisconsin, live in Wisconsin, and is a resident of Wisconsin and is a voter, as a citizen, it's my right to demand another debate.
Yeah.
And I am
as a human being,
another debate.
You got to roll with the rest of the human beings.
Yeah. We got to have some real conversations, man. We can't do this cookie cutter, you know, oh, it looks
like,
good.
Act like everybody
good.
Ain't dealing with the same stuff.
Come on now.
Like, come on, man. Like, come on, Crowley, live in a glass house. It don't even matter.
It don't.
It rained on that mug, too.
It don't.
Rain, when it was raining the other day, it rained on the house. You got rain on your house.
We need somebody. Is
everything going to happen the same?
We need somebody who is a loving family man. Not somebody knocking boots with another candidate. We need somebody who is for the people, by the people, with the people, from the people. We need somebody who understands the people. And I'm not just talking black people. When I say the people, we're talking farmers. We're talking business owners. We're talking single mothers, single fathers, right? Talking about people who struggle and people who are working class families. Those are the people that we're talking about. We got to go to break to pay this last bill. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are covering the debate from yesterday, the governor's race. Who was your pick? Did any of the candidates, have they proven themselves to obtain your vote? 833-212-1017. Don't touch that dial. One on 1.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler DigiMeech. We are live and direct. We are talking about the governor's race debate. And speaking of that, we will be joined by Erica Crowley tomorrow.
Ooh, we
county exec David Crowley's wife.
I don't think she did an interview yet, has she?
She hasn't. The reason why
interview anybody else?
Like, I don't.
Like somebody else's wife? Somebody else?
Nope. I don't believe so.
His husband.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're saying. They don't only people they that don't. Got.
The reason why I wanted to interview her is because oftentimes and a lot of times people forget that the people who stands next to the people, especially public servants, the people that stands next to them are just as important. You know, these are the people that they have conversations with when they go home at night. These are the people that motivate them when they step outside of their doorstep, when the world is against them. And these are the people that we need to hear from as well. And I'm extremely excited to sit down with her to get her point of view. Again, it's not easy. It's not easy to be a black man that come from a certain background, certain situation, certain neighborhood, and to make it this far. It's not easy as a black woman to try and uplift and uphold your man when he faced he's in the world facing unspoken reality.
Yeah, because I'm glad you're doing that because we got to see the woman behind the man.
Yes,
come on. My mom always told me behind a great man
is a great woman.
A great woman.
Any color, any race, behind a great man is a great woman. And again.
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa. We're talking families. We're talking, you know, what it looks like when leadership moves, how they move as a unit. And it's important.
Support your sister, supporting your decisions.
Yes. Yep.
Because I know that was tough.
It is.
Drop out the race. Get back in the race.
Yeah. Again, it is. But we will have Erica Crowley, Mrs. Erica Crowley, join us tomorrow. We will be having a conversation with her. We're going to sit down and talk about what it is that she do and how she supports her husband as well, not only in this campaign, but just with being a wife, being a mother, being a friend, right? What does that look like? What does that look like? And I think this approach brings a more humane approach because, again, a lot of people tend to forget that who you marry matters. What this person believe in matters, especially the men out there. We all know that a lot of times when you make decisions, before you make certain decisions, you ask your spouse, you ask your wife, you ask your husband, right? You have these conversations above all. Even if you do have consultation from outside sources, you're going to bring it up to your spouse, the person that you confide in, the person who is there when nobody else is there. These are the people who know them best. These are the people who can attest. These are the people that love them unconditionally, that see them when nobody else sees them. These are the people that we need to be talking to, because they will also be in this position. They will also be a part of, you know, what is happening. And oftentimes they are overshadowed by the elections or by other people, you know, having to put their dreams on the back burner. But, you know, Mrs. Crowley, she hasn't done that. Erica has not done that. She's done the opposite. She's done work. She's doing the work. You know what
she
I mean?
She showed up.
She shows up. Yeah,
she showed up when he needed her the most, for sure.
Absolutely, and she said it. Initially, she didn't agree with him rejoining, but she believed in him, and she loved him enough to know it's not just about you, it's about the people.
Because if you didn't see her before.
Come on.
You see her now.
You see her now, you understand? And it's nothing like being able to get that insight, not even just when it comes to politics, but just for women in general, man. We wear so many hats. And I talked about this yesterday. We wear so many hats. Mothers, wives, siblings, daughters, friends. And we have this weight on our shoulders. And so do black men. And the reality is, when you are a black man that come from uncertain and unstable environments, environments that counted you out.
This is where I'm trying to be coming from, Jazz, when I'm saying what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got the campaign for this vote.
Yeah.
I'm not giving this away for, yeah. This ain't no free vote now.
Yeah.
You know it's free to vote.
What you gonna do
this
for
this
vote?
This ain't no free vote. You got to spend that.
He said, what you gonna do for this vote? Do
you gotta spend that.
Trade my face change.
Nah, we ain't doing that. Pause. You hear? You doing too much. She doing a little bit too much. You know what I mean? So I do feel like they have to, like, as a voter,
mm-hmm.
and just knowing the process,
mm-hmm.
and them, like, politicians sticking to their politician process.
Yes.
I'm sticking to it too. You got a campaign.
Yep.
We ain't gonna just let that go by the wayside. What you raising the funds for?
Yeah.
To convince me.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, then.
Yeah. Spend that money.
Keep putting it out there.
Spend that.
Convince me.
Spend that. For real.
That's what I'm on. So, I kind of take the approach every election like that, like even the presidential. Like, I'll just go to the last minute just because I want to hear what they got to say.
So, what did we learn from the debate? We learned that it was trash. Not the candidates, but the questions that were asked. We learned that we need another debate, and that we the people, are demanding another debate. We are. We need some different questions. We need some answers. We need this debate to be held by the people, for the people and with the people. And I don't know what that looks like. I don't know who's listening, but I hope that we can make it happen, because I do believe that yesterday's debate would not be sufficient. It does not take care of the citizens.
Jasmine Weston in the chat saying,
Rodriguez spent that.
Oh, my God. Listen. You think so?
Oh, my God.
It's so gone.
I promise you.
It was gone in a day, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was.
It was one day I'm spending $1 million. The next day.
Balling.
I got 30,000.
And then she really tried to, she finessed so hard.
She got
a
body.
Hey,
I ain't seen her since.
Let me tell you, baby, we got big bankroll over
here. I ain't seen her since.
Hey, Meech, listen. I rock with you, P. I do, my guy. I rock with you, my boy. But we got the bag over here.
You might as well come on.
Yeah, just
come
on over here.
How y'all get all that?
You feel me?
How y'all get all that? Hey. Oh, you right. I'm just come on over there, man.
Come on over here, man.
We can't even get a bag of chips. Get over there. I can't even get a bag of chips.
Like, you didn't lie.
I was the man in high school. Now I come over here.
Ain't got nothing.
I can't get a bag of chips.
So really try to, and you know, again, it goes, that's a character flaw. And if I was Crowley, I would have re-entered that race too, because it wasn't his fault. That was the logical thing to do. Okay, you know, I support you. If if you don't win or if I don't have enough, then I just, you know, I call it quits. And then find out, like, hold on, you've been playing this out, man. Watch out. Give me the rock. I'm about to ball out. Because you tripping. For real. I didn't gave you the ball, threw you the assist. You done dang near cost the whole game behind your actions. So, yeah, we the people are demanding another debate with all five candidates. I would also like to see Tom Tiffany join these debates as well. Mm-hmm. We need to figure out where we need to have it. We need to make some calls. It's not hosted by the Truth. It's not hosted by us. But, you know, one of the Truth audience members, Jazz, she brought it up in the chat, and that's a valid point. We need another debate. Right? We the people are demanding it, and we need to figure this out so that we can get the answers that we need. Shout out to Anita Nicole. Thank you so much for tapping in with us, Nita. All in all, again, my takeaway and my call to action for Truth Nation will be this. Be subjective when it comes to voting. Be very subjective in a sense of how it affects you and impacts you directly. Your household, depending on what city you live in, depending on how, if you have children, where you work at, all of these things matter. And choosing the correct candidate does not come from fluff. It doesn't come from is sounding good. It comes from someone who is authentic, someone who is relatable, someone who has a proven track record of the things that they have done as it pertains to you specifically. As it pertains to you. Now, we know that there are broader issues such as law, legislation, such as prisons, such as legalizing marijuana. You know what I'm saying? Such as public transportation, all of the above that will affect, you know, all of us. But when it comes to this, really, really, really pay attention. Dig up information about each candidate, right? Don't let them play in your face. Don't let them tell you whatever it is that they want to tell you. Don't let them make you feel, don't let them throw titles in your face neither, because if they wasn't doing the work, the title means nothing. You understand? Anybody can call themselves whatever they want to be. I can be Superwoman if I wanted to.
Your guru calling himself a guru. It's crazy. And he been talking about mama. He been in my mouth all day, Gabe. Hey, come on, man. What you on, man?
Listen. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for the morning show with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, followed by Sherwin Hughes in the lunch break with Ray and Baby Shannon, as well as the Grapevine with Manon. And then double back to Tapped In with your girl Jazz Tyler, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Man, listen, hey man, say man, it's been an amazing show. Make hey sure man. y'all due diligence when it comes to these candidates. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Join us tomorrow. We will have Mrs. Erica Crowley here. Live and direct, baby. Let's go. 101.7 The Truth. Have a safe evening, Milwaukee.